broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, the goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. This is indeed the broadcast for February 16th in the year of our Lord, 2016. It's hour 2 of 2. Last hour, we had on our guest Kelly Knighting, well-known sumo wrestler, Independent American Party. He believes that the takeover of the Oregon Refuge by Ammon Bundy was a good thing and was right to do. We disagree with that, as you well know. However, we do let people like Ammon Bundy tell their point of views. We've had Ammon Bundy on for literally hours talking about it. We had Kelly Knighting tell his point of view. They articulate why they think it was a good idea. I articulate why I think it wasn't a good idea. And in the healthy discussion of ideas, I believe, is the genius of America. And we all agreed that having respect for one another's point of view and working together is the ultimate solution. That was kind of the end of the hour. But now Pete wants to chime in. He thinks I'm out of control. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Sam. Forgive me if you're offended.
I'm not offended.
Thank you, my friend. All I'm saying is this. You feel that Ammon Bundy did the wrong thing. Well, in my opinion, he did the right thing. And the reason I say that is because, number one, nobody has title to that land. So I know the federal government doesn't. And I know the state doesn't. So somebody, there has to be an allodial title laying somewhere or a land patent with the BLM somewhere. But nobody's coming forth. But that isn't my issue. My issue is with you. And the reason I say that is this. You said that Ammon Bundy did it was wrong for what he did, but you didn't say why. I'll tell you why.
Hold on. I've said why on multiple occasions, sir.
You never hit it on the head. You never hit it on the head. You refuse to hit it on the head. And the reason being is because I don't know why. But why didn't you just say there isn't a court in this land that is going to rule in favor of him, even though he's right? And that's a natural fact, because the administrative state is killing us, killing the people. We haven't got a chance in that Article 4, Article 1 court. No way. There is no Article 3 left. And that should be the... And I got to hand it to you, Sam. You do a heck of a job. I mean, you pound it. Now, I'm serious. You're like pounding the streets with it. But the fact of the matter is that if we could just get all of these radio stations to use it the way the mainstream media uses it and just pump it at them, and every hour do a 5-minute segment or something, just pump the unconstitutional administrative headless fourth branch of government, you know, and just all of these so-called patriots, you'll find out who the real ones are and who the real ones aren't, and then you know where you stand. But nobody, it seems like nobody can come together on one thing, and they don't know what to even, they don't know even, you know, what subject to go after.
Well, and see, let me stop you there. I've let you talk for quite a while. I will say this, you know, you want us all to consolidate on a given idea, and I'm not sure if we need to consolidate on your idea or my idea or somebody else's idea. That's kind of the problem with the fly in the ointment for your discussion or your argument. I submit to you, I've clearly articulated dozens of times why I think Ammon's wrong, and I've explained it this way. I've said, when you are defensive in nature, you got the moral high ground. When you go on the offensive, you lose the moral high ground. I've said that over and over and over, and I've said what Ammon wants, he means well. I believe his heart's in the right place, but when you want more liberty than the people are willing to accept, in other words, the people are immoral and the people are uneducated, and you will not have more liberty than the education and the morality of the people will allow. God, it's an eternal law. God is not willing to grant liberty where liberty is not warranted. I've made this point over and over, and then I've pointed out that I believe the solution is to take back the mainstream press or to take back the media, because in the media, at least, no matter what, Pete's had a say, Ammon's had a say, Kelly's had a say, and I disagree with all three of you. But yet I provided a forum, in all fairness, to do so. Nobody else will do that for you, sir.
Hey, I'm telling you, sir, that's I love you for it, but I got to tell you, you're not attacking the problem. The problem is there is not a fair court in this country.
Okay, and let me stop you there. That's your opinion of what the problem is. I think that I pointed to a bigger problem.
I would have said, Ammon, look, you gotta realize that there isn't a constitutional court. You're standing right for all the right reasons. You know what the Patriot, so-called Patriot movement is missing is a guy like Trump who looks at Cruz and goes, "You're a liar," and then he looks at him and says, "You're ineligible to run," and he's right on both counts.
You're right.
He says it with no remorse, and he keeps saying it because you know why? It's true, and that's what I'm saying. Everything that you're saying is true, but the problem, the repercussions come. Stem deeper than your narrative.
And I submit to you that I submit that my narrative is even deeper than your point. You're saying there's no You're saying there's no justice in the courts of the land, and I'm saying you're not telling the truth.
Oh, yes, I am.
Let's take off the gloves. You're not telling the truth.
Oh, man, I'll take off the gloves with you.
And I'll tell you why I say you're not telling the truth. I can give you example after example.
They never won.
Who?
The ranchers never won.
That's not true.
One case against the federal government.
All right, hold on. Let me take you down because you won't listen and you're just talking. But I'll tell you who has won. Go study the Hague family. They've won.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Who did?
Go study the court case, my friend. The Wayne Hague family won. The judge.
How many?
The judge said the federal government. The judge said the federal government was guilty of racketeering and more. And the Hague family won. No one could tell me they didn't. I took Ramona Hague, the daughter of Wayne Hague, who passed away. Me and Kurt took her to Washington, D.C. to testify at the National Press Club about her win. Don't tell me she didn't win. Go study the court case. You don't know what you're talking about.
She didn't win. I just said.
No, you said they didn't win. No ranchers won.
It's one case out of a million, Sam.
Okay, it doesn't matter, though. You say they didn't win. I'm saying it's not true.
It's an isolated incident.
But it's true that they've won.
People cannot go up against these corporate entities because they don't have the money. They don't have the time. You can't afford to go against them, and they push you around.
But did the Hagues win?
They came in and he shot the guy.
Did the Hague family win?
They shot his baby.
Then, all right, I'm going to let you go because you're not willing to have a discussion. You're just willing to talk. Did the Hague family win?
Yeah, they won.
All right, good. I appreciate it, sir. Thanks so much. It is true that we can win, Kurt. I agree with him and his point that, you know what, it feels like we can never win. It no doubt feels like that. And Rob is a case in point. Hi, Rob from Utah. You're on the radio, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sam. This is truly an honor. I wanted to call and talk to you a little bit about a little different scenario. This is on a state level instead of a federal level. But I'm a commercial beekeeper. I live in Oak City, Utah, and there is a bill that's going on to the House floor on Wednesday, House Bill 315. And what it does is it allows, or they're passing a law. They want to pass a law that mandates registered bee locations in Utah for commercial beekeepers, and it prevents any other commercial beekeeper from keeping bees within a two-mile radius of that registered bee location or that registered bee yard. And so basically it's a win-lose situation where two or three big commercial beekeepers that are already established, if this law is passed, they will basically seal up an entire area. And of course the whole state will be sealed up with, you know, it's everyone that registers these locations, and it will make it difficult or impossible for any other aspiring sideline or commercial beekeeper to start a business to keep bees in Utah. And it's overreach of the government. It's regulation that helps a few at the top at the expense of everybody else. There will be two or three people that will overnight their business will be worth a lot more money because they have registered locations and no one can come and compete against them. They, in effect, they monopolize their areas, and no one else can come in. And so they're benefited in that their businesses are worth a lot more money. They can sell their business with these registered locations where they can have no competition. But everybody else loses. Anyone that wants to keep bees in that area, any commercial beekeeper anyway that wants to keep bees in that area. And so it's a win-lose proposition, and it benefits a few at the expense of everyone else. And, you know, different names you'd call it, crony capitalism or, you know, you open that door a little bit to the government, even if it's the state government, and they get their foot in, and it never goes away. Right now,
But think about it, Rob. There's going to be all these new jobs in government. We could have the, like, TSA for the bee guys, you know, making sure that the little bees are in the right places. I mean, just think of the massive help to the economy.
Hold on. Rob Bliss with us, ladies and gentlemen, talking about House Bill 315. It's a tyrannical bill, to say the least. I want to ask Rob a few questions, find out what we can do to fight this. And this relates to a whole lot more than just bees. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Stay there, Rob.
Okay.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we got to hurry. We have so much to cover today on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's beyond imagination. Rob Bliss is with us. He's talking about a Utah House bill. Bill 315 is legislation that attempts to codify protectionism for commercial beekeepers. It's out of control, to say the least. But again, they always create these situations where they license. They pull the lever of government in the favor of one at the expense of the many, or the few at the expense of the many. This is commonly done. Where does this bill stand then? How likely is it to become law, Rob?
It's hard to say. I don't think it'll become law. I've talked to a lot of other commercial beekeepers and smaller beekeepers. All of the small guys are 100% against it, and they're becoming vocal. The commercial guys, it's about half and half. I'm a commercial beekeeper. I am dead set against it on principle. It really wouldn't affect my operation one way or another.
Well, in fact, it might benefit you to have that protection if you have enough locations you can claim, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you have locations, you monopolize the area, and it helps you. But it's not freedom. It's not liberty, you know. And from experience, I know what happens when the government gets involved and tries to regulate things. Right off the bat, sometimes a few people get help, but down the road, it never, ever helps down the road. And we'll all rue the day if this bill passes.
It's not moral, that's for sure. It's an ethical conundrum, to say the least. It's government authority run amok and out of control. Hopefully we can stop it. Rob, one of the things I think that's critical to understand here, this is America. And in America, you know what? The private sector can regulate these locations for beekeepers. In other words, if I were to put 20 bee hive locations right around your location, at some point we're all going to be fighting over the same, I don't know, pardon the phrase, milk and honey, right? The same pollen, the same, et cetera. These private sector people can intelligently work together to protect each other, or else nobody wins, right? I mean, this is a simple solution,
exactly.
Isn't it?
We've done that for 100, 200 years here in Utah, and we haven't had problems. We've done fine, so we don't need to change things. We don't need to invite the state to come regulate ourselves. It's help the few at the expense of everyone else. So it's a bad thing. We'll regret it in the end if this passes. It's going to the floor, the House floor, on Wednesday, tomorrow, for a vote. So it's right here at the end. They've been debating it a long time, but it's crunch time now, and it's important that, you know, any liberty-loving person that if they have an interest in bees or not, make their voice heard.
All right. Do you, number one, I want you to follow up and tell us what happens with this, okay?
Okay.
In other words, track this bill for us and get back with us, and let's let people know. But this is bigger than honey. This is bigger than the bee or whatever you want to say, or the beekeeper.
Yep.
What they want to do is pull the lever in government to reward the few at the expense of the many in every industry, Rob.
Exactly. I agree. I've seen it in other industries that I've been involved in.
All right. What can we do to help? I see this as alarming. I agree with you that we need to tell the world about it. I agree we need to stand together. And this is kind of my beef with some of these callers like Pete and others. They want to attack me talking about solutions. But look, if enough people fight against this, if a million Utahns stood up and said, it'd be DOA, sir. What do you think we should do?
Exactly. Well, people need to be involved. They need to call their state representatives. Well, on this bill, obviously, if you live in Utah, you need to call your representative. You can call all the representatives if you want to, because they're going to all be voting. But mainly your representative. And there's also, I can give a name and a number to someone that's the chair of the House Natural Resources, Agriculture and Environmental Committee, and he has a lot of sway, and what he recommends will probably happen.
Go ahead and give it out, sir.
Representative here. Yeah, his name is Lee Perry. And I have a phone number and an email address.
Go ahead, say it again, and loud and proud, brother.
Okay, his phone number is 435-225-0430.
His name is Lee Perry. Give the number again.
It's 435-225-0430.
And we want people to be polite and respectful, but we want to say what?
That they adamantly oppose House Bill 315. That it will, that they're aware that it will hurt, that it will help a very small people, a small number of beekeepers, at the expense of potentially hundreds of other beekeepers. And
all right,
if they don't,
perfect. Anything else we need to know about it?
That sums it up pretty good.
All right. Do me a favor. Follow up on it. I sure appreciate it. And I hope you're listening to the radio, because I got a guy from Campaign for Liberty that's got an update on this bill. So listen up, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to go straight to Lowell Nelson, who has an update on this. Campaign for Liberty, well-known guest of ours. Hi, Lowell.
Lowell Nelson buzzing around on Capitol Hill. Yeah.
Hey,
there you go.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. Hey, Rob, we're with you. We're absolutely with you on opposing HB 315 and supporting HB 115. It turns out that Representative Mark Roberts from rural Utah has introduced a bill, HB 115, which would deregulate the beekeeping industry. It would allow you to keep bees without without having to pay a fee and register yourself with the state. And so these two bills, I just wanted
to... What is the bill again to support, 115?
115 is the good bill, 315 is the bad bill.
So reject Bill 315, support Bill 115.
And both of them will be heard in the committee meeting Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. And so I recommend that everyone in the sound of my voice here in Utah write their representative who sits on that committee. There are 14 representatives on that committee that will be meeting Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. So it's not yet to the House floor, it's to this committee. And the only two items on the agenda of that committee that morning are these two bills, one good, one bad. It's a clear decision which way, you know, these people are going to go. However they vote, you'll know what they think about regulation or deregulation.
I need you, Lowell, to follow up and tell me what happens with this as well. And did you get Rob's number when he gave it out?
Nope. Go ahead again, please.
Do you have it, Kurt?
You mean the number for the
phone
Lee
number
Perry?
That Rob gave out? Yeah, for Lee Perry.
Okay.
And are you in touch with Lee Perry?
I'm sure that Lowell has Lee Perry's number. He's a leader there.
Yes, I have numbers and email addresses for all 14 members on this committee. They're on le.utah.gov for you, and particularly if one of these is your representative, then you need to make sure and email him and or contact him or her, because they will listen to their constituents
more than others, sure.
More than others, yep.
You're right, and why don't we, off the air, get a hold of Kurt or email Kurt. Kurt will give you Rob's number, and hopefully Rob can tap into you and work harder on this. We got to fight this, and this is kind of my point to Pete and others that are dialing in and being very critical, saying, hey, we have no court in the land left that'll do any good, and the legislature doesn't work, and voting's worthless, and they've got a give-up mentality that I think is very unhealthy for America. I'm convinced that if enough Americans jointly stand against Bill 315, and stand for Bill 115, and if enough Americans join together to get that done, we can have a smackdown in the favor of deregulation and government keeping your hands off mentality, but it's going to take enough people to stand together, Lowell.
Yes. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
All right, there he goes. Again, I'm not trying to down anyone, but I am trying to clearly show this idea that we can't do any good or that we've all lost, and man, stick a fork in it, there's no good court in the land, and pick up your rifle and dig in for the end times. I just think this negative message is just very, very, very destructive and very depressing for the people, and it's of no value. Chris Vegas, you're on the radio.
Well, thank you so very much, Sam, and we do appreciate the efforts that you and all your listeners and your learned callers provide on this call. I do, however, point out that we are very dangerous in putting our friends in harm's way when we, in error, frame statements that put a light of criminality on those that we're trying to assist when we stipulate that they have done some sort of occupation or by force takeover of the Malheur facility, as may have been suggested earlier on this call.
All right, let's hold on. I'll give you time on the other side. You can make your point. We can talk about this. You've got a valid point, but I think we need to put it in clear context, and I'll explain exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying. I can't speak for anybody else. Chris in seconds from Vegas, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We got Chris on the line from Vegas, and Chris is saying, hey, we got to be very careful not to frame the discussion about, you know, whether someone's taking over the wildlife refuge or something as criminal activity. Let's be very clear. I disagree with their action to take over that facility. I've never called any of those people a criminal. In fact, I've defended them, Chris.
Well, I generally agree with your overall description. And I, too, have some conflicts about their initial decision to take the action they did when they went to that facility that was abandoned, not occupied. Therefore, they couldn't take it over by force because there was no one there to resist their walking in.
And that's why I've said over and over it was not an occupation, as the mainstream press lies and tells you that it is, right?
Absolutely, and I agree with that. However, whenever we even unfortunately mention in error that there was some sort of force used to take it over, and I don't dispute that it was a very imprudent decision that day, and I think that there were others that were influencing Ammon in his coming to that unfortunate decision. However, the jurisdictional questions still remain that have not been answered regarding who actually has the lawful right, title, and interest to own that property that are still under dispute. Some prior conflictory decisions by political activists, so-called justice or jurists, may have had some operation, but let's kind of avoid that for a minute, but let's go on to the now and look at the condition and the spirit of the times in these times. Earlier, we talked about Wayne Hage, and we can look at Randy Weaver, and we can look at Sheriff Richard Mack. And yes, in those days past, that although they are in fairly recent history in our lifetimes, in the big picture of things, the here and now is radically different with a radical, extreme Supreme Court of activists. Now, we've had some decisions that have gone our way, but truthfully, the district courts have been misguided by this Roberts Court, who has given the direction to the district courts and the judges around the nation. In his baseball terms, he has instructed them to get down off of their benches and their neutral, independent jurist positions and to, as he says, get in the game and pitch or hit for the side which has the best interest for either their legal profession or for their personal private self-interest. And that's a very dangerous mindset for the supposed neutral arbiters of just and fair conclusions based upon facts, law.
I completely agree with your point. We got to hurry, though.
Well, I wish it was a simple thing that I could describe quickly. But until we return America and provide some not conflicted, not bar-related, self-vested individuals to oversee the justice system, the judiciary, and the bar, if you will, or get rid of the bar and put common people in those positions instead of professionals that have their own self-interest.
All right, so Ammon asked a question, what are we to do? And I want you to answer that, Chris. I asked Pete that, and he wasn't really too sure, but he felt like maybe we should hammer on the same thing over and over and over. In other words, he just called me back on the break and said, if you would every hour spend 3 minutes on this B story, I'd finally decide you're getting it, Sam. And my response is, I don't have 24 hours to spend on the B topic. It's an important topic. Americans need to get involved in the solutions, and we can fix this thing. If enough Americans do get involved, we will. But I can't take a single topic and just beat it. People will turn off their radio, number one. Number two, I miss other important issues when I do that. And so my goal is to provide a forum, a roundtable, to where everybody gets a little bit of time to express their point of view. And I wanted Rob to be able to get in. I wanted you to get in. But I've also got a couple of other stories I got to cover, too. And so I'm just saying, I'm doing my best to cover the stories that I feel like are relevant, but I can't be a single drumbeat, or else what happens is you get turned off.
I agree, Sam. And the B problem is a symptom of the problem, but the true problem is whenever we put ourselves in extreme danger by having individuals self-adjudicate, self-police, and deem themselves guilty or not guilty, we're fooling ourselves. There is no oversight because of the corrupt nature of man. We must have independent, not dependent, oversight of these agencies, these judicial...
And how are you going to get that done? What are we to do?
We need common law grand juries of common people.
Okay, let me just stop you there and say I reject common law grand juries, though.
Well, it depends upon what form of common law you're talking about. You're talking about the Creator's common law.
Okay, that's called natural law. Common law came from the king.
I agree with you. The absolute natural law of the land.
All right, so now if we want to reject common law and talk about natural law, the Constitution is the embodiment, the codifying of natural law to the best of, that man's ever stood for and ever unitedly created. So there's no better document that embodies the law of God or natural law than the Constitution, is there?
Well, we have to know which Constitution. Are we talking about the Constitution for or the Constitution of? The hub is a corporate document, and that's the problem, is we've had this corporatocracy take over our country, and it's rooted out the original former law of the land that America was...
But again, if enough people were educated and moral and stood up for themselves, this wouldn't happen.
I can't argue with you, but when they take over the educational systems and they program and indoctrinate instead of educate...
They don't do that to my kids, sir.
Danger.
They don't do that to my kids because I don't put them in there.
Well, I don't have any in there either.
See, do you see my point, though, that if enough Americans start to take back the narrative and start to take back the discussion and start to create their own lexicon and put their money where their mouth is and get involved, this could change tomorrow. But if we don't have enough Americans standing up for their liberties, enough moral, educated people, we're not going to have more liberty. We're not.
Well, the song was teach your children, not send your school to have somebody else teach your children. That's a responsibility that we have from our Creator Father to be good stewards over our families. You're exactly right, but... Thank you so much for listening to my opinion.
All right. Your points are valid. I agree that, you know what, we've got a problem in America. I agree with Pete. I agree with you. I agree with Kelly. I agree that something's got to be done. I know that it's a problem, but I maintain that we're not going to just have a new book, a new idea solve the problem. The founders said, you know what, you have a republic if you can keep it. A unique form of government never been tried before. The experiment has proven successful when we obey the recipe. Or carry out the formula, if you will, the blueprint is what I like to call it, then we're successful. And when we don't, we're in trouble. And the patriots need to understand that this was this constitutional republic, this idea that God's at the helm, not government, articulates that we need to be a good, honest, moral people. And if we're not, we're not going to have liberty. If we expect to be ignorant and free, we expect what never was and never will be. The founders are very clear. If we're not moral, de Tocqueville said it as well. If we're not good, we won't be great. So Trump can run around and say how great we're going to be, but unless we restore morals and obey God's laws, the Ten Commandments, and we use the 10 Bill of Rights to restrict government with our educated, polite, peaceful demands, we're not going to have more freedom than we have morality or education. I don't care whether we hammer on a single topic every hour. I don't care what we do. And the only way that I know to educate is to take the media back, because that's where there's two propaganda pieces in America that are huge that control everything, in my humble opinion. One of them is the media. The other one is government school. So if you yank your kids out of government school and you turn off the mainstream press, you know what? The indoctrination will flat out stop. And I can't fix the world by 3 o'clock. I can't get everybody to do it, but I can do it myself. And I can teach others to do it. And that's what I'm setting about to accomplish. I've been at it for 20 plus years. Kurt Crosby's been helping me. But I want to get to this story, Kurt. There's a guy by the name of Glenn Beck. You ever heard of him?
I think I did. I can't really place him right now, but I'm pretty sure I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, Glenn Beck is learning the Sam Bushman's idea. He who owns the media makes the rules. Glenn Beck gets it now, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because he felt the velvet hammer we speak of, my friend. Oh, you're darn right. You sure did. And I'm going to tell you all about
it. Oh, yeah.
Listen carefully. Right. Media mogul Glenn Beck told an audience that his former boss or former employer, Fox News, mm-hmm. once told him to stop telling people to pray. Glenn Beck says, quote, "Here's one of the real reasons that I left Fox News. I was called into an office and I was told, stop talking about God. Stop telling people to pray. Stop praying, because that takes God's focus off the important things like war." I kid you not. Glenn Beck articulates that he remembers a conversation in which he said that he was asked 4 months later if he realized how many times he said God in the media or on the air. Yeah, how many times have you said God on the air since our previous discussion 4 months ago, Glenn Beck? He mentioned God 91 times over 120 days. Now, I'm not usually a fan of Glenn Beck, but Beck realized the problem. That is the mainstream press. And he eventually was forced to leave because, again, he who owns the media makes the rules. You'll hear the details in Glenn's own words in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Glenn Beck was speaking to a bunch of people in support of Ted Cruz's bid for the presidency. Now, I don't agree with Glenn on Ted Cruz being the guy, but nevertheless, the debate rages on. Glenn Beck on why he left Fox News. He said they told him not to tell people to pray, quit talking about God. They literally counted. I know this is crazy. They literally talked about how many times Glenn Beck said God on the air. They counted. He mentioned God 91 times over 120 days. Now, I commend Glenn Beck for two things. One, for standing with God. Two, for telling this story. We need to document the hostility of even the, quote, so-called conservative press. I commend Glenn for leaving. I commend Glenn for telling the story and telling the truth. I have no criticism of this at all. I think Glenn's laid it out, but he documents my point. He who owns the media makes the rules. They gave him the flat-out velvet hammer, folks. You better
shut up, Sam, and get
out of here.
It's interesting, too, when you look that up on Google, for example. You know, you look up Glenn Beck, stop telling people to pray, Fox News. You're only going to find that from other sources. Fox News isn't covering it, shockingly.
Of course not. The Christian and they're not suing Post, Glenn either, so he must be telling the truth.
The Blaze.com, Washington Times, BizPack Review, Raw Story, Newsmax, and of course, right here on
Liberty Roundtable Live. And I'm giving Glenn nothing but praise for this. Whether you agree or disagree with Glenn on many topics, you got to agree. He's being honest and fair here. Now, listen to the story in Glenn's own words.
I was called into an office, and I was told, stop talking about God.
You hear that? Let me play that again.
I was called into an office, and I was told, stop talking about God. I was told, stop telling people to pray. I was told not to tell people to pray on their knees, because there's a lot of people in the audience, their knees hurt, and I make them feel bad. I was told, stop telling people to pray because that takes God's focus off the important things like war. And I was just like, Wow, I thought I was going to get this speech at CNN. And I said, okay, I understand your point of view. 4 months later, I was called in again. Do you remember that conversation? Yes, I do. Do you realize how many times you've said the word God on the air since? I said, you counted? 91 times. My wife and I knew we were in the wrong place. And the Lord was telling us, you're in the wrong place. You're just in the wrong place. And when we left, I wanted to stay there. You don't understand. In fact, the guy who runs the place told me, you're not leaving. You're not leaving. I said, yes, I am. He said, no, you don't. Nobody leaves. I said, is this Hotel California? He said, you never leave. And I said, why is that? He said, because you're famous, make good money, you're living a great life, Nobody leaves. I said, well, I'm going to. And that's because God said to me, if you don't leave now, you're not going to leave without your soul.
If you don't leave now, you're not going to leave without your soul. Glenn lays it all out. He documents my point that I've been talking about for years. He who owns the media makes the rules. They lay down the velvet hammer. I've told you that I had the opportunity to be a fairly big talk show host myself. But they came to me and they said, Sam, we're ready to make you a star if you quit talking about God. Ask Kurt if it's true. And I basically said flat out, you know what, people? If God's out, I'm out. Forget it. That was the end of my discussions. Now they come back at Fox News, the supposed news service of conservatism, the supposed we report, you decide guys, right? And they say, Glenn, we told you to quit talking about God. You're out of here. Now they really said, you can't leave, Glenn, but you're going to quit talking about God. Glenn said, I'm leaving. So they didn't really say you're out of here. What they said is we're going to control you. Glenn said, no, you're not. Well, I commend Glenn Beck, Kurt, but he documents the exact to the word of what happened to me. I was told, you know what? We'll make you a star if you quit talking about God. And they told Glenn Beck the identical thing, Kurt. Isn't that interesting? Good for Glenn Beck for telling the truth. I commend him, Kurt. I just commend
him.
Now,
what I want to know, though, Sam, is as far as I know, Glenn has been gone from Fox News for
a couple of years. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and this is the first I've heard him.
He said he swore he wouldn't tell the story, but he's changed his mind.
Oh,
I think he should have told the story from the start. I don't know. Why don't you call Glenn up and see if he wants to come on and tell us?
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, it's Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, it reminds you of cases in history when individuals and, you know, maybe really candid moments or whatever will, you know, fess up, if you will. And this is one of them. Glenn Beck, like you say, you know, you're going to have to redo the he who owns the media makes the rules.
Darn right, I'm going to update it with this without question, you know. Kurt. Because Glenn's right. And he deserves credit. See, one of the things that, you know, people could say, Sam, you're a blowhard. You talk too much. You think you know it all. Okay, they're probably right on all counts, okay? I do talk too much. I probably think I do know it all. I really don't think that. But I'm sure I come across cocky, and that's part of a talk show host's role, folks. I mean, you got to come out and be a little bit controversial, and you got to stir the pot a little bit. And you got to, I mean, you can't come out and be like, well, I'm not sure if I know what I'm talking about. You know, it just doesn't fly, right? Okay, but here's the deal. I don't know everything, but I do my best to be fair. I do my best to give people a say and a thought and an opinion, even if I completely disagree with them. I don't abort callers like Rush Limbaugh. And sometimes I finally have to let people go because I can't let them monopolize the whole program. I've got other callers to get to, other stories to get to. Kurt wants to talk sometimes. And so I've got to do some of those things. I don't mean to slight anybody. I don't mean to slight Pete. He's got a valid point that we need to hit on one topic over and over and over. And I submit to Pete that we already have, Kurt. Our primary topic is he who owns the media makes the rules. If we want to fix America, we got to take back the media. The new media is taking center stage. This has been our theme for 20-plus years, that if we could take back the media or build our own media outside of the mainstream press where we're allowed to talk about God, where we're allowed to tell you the truth, where we're allowed to say and think and believe what we want. And that's why even if I disagree with you, I let you say what you want, because you know what? It isn't me controlling everything. Now, I got to somehow be traffic cop, and you know, I can't just let everybody just take over the program. But there's a balance is my point. But we have had that theme. We've been solid as a rock, constant, beating that drum longer than anybody, more consistently than anybody. It's almost been 25 years, Kurt.
Yeah, and we're just getting started.
You're darn right. Now, my point is, I'm not trying to take credit, but I'm saying we do believe. And now Pete's going to say, well, it's something different. You don't even get it. You got to focus on something else. Okay, him and 325 million other people have that different opinion. That's fine. But I'm doing what I can with my opinion, with Kurt's opinion. We agree. Two of us agreed, and we set about doing our very best to make what we think is necessary happen at tremendous personal sacrifice for both Sam and Kurt and our families. Now, the goal isn't to tell you that we're rock stars.
And by the way, Pete, and anybody else out there, if you want to make sure that you have a voice, what you can do is put a One of those nice $2 bills in an envelope and send it our way. Or, you know, maybe you go online to PayPal or whatever, because then at least your voice can be heard. Just try calling in to Fox News.
Good point.
Just try calling in to Rush Limbaugh.
Or you can just say, Sam, turn what around you've the weeds. Tried to say. Sam's a big mouth. You just go buy your own radio station, start your own talk show, and tell the tale
That's
yourself.
That's right. And we'll help you even.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, of course we will. I'll consult for you for free, and I'll tell you exactly what to do. I'll help you for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, by the way, TZ emails in. Kurt, I want to get to him before the end of the hour. He says, so where does the Haig family go to get the tears, the years, and lost money and the rest back? The Haig family won, but it was a Pyrrhic victory. Or Pyrrhic victory, which means it was a victory, but not really a victory. The judge said the feds were guilty of racketeering. Has anyone even been charged? The Fed won also. Yes, you can fight. And maybe sometimes, if you have nearly infinite resources, you wish to drain, you have the stamina beyond a triathlete. Wow. And if you actually have a fair judge, you might win a case, but is it worth it? Yes, you can fight, and maybe sometimes you can win. All right, now, I agree with TZ. We rarely win, Kurt. And it's true that the Haigs haven't completely won because no one's been tried. TZ's right. Right as rain. However, I submit to you this, and this is the point I'll make again 1,000 times. How many people have stood up for the Haig family, Kurt? You and I have. We took Ramona Haig to Washington, D.C. and gave her a platform in front of the National Press Club. But how many people have actually taken the Haig cause and demanded justice? How many people have put their money where their mouth is to help the Haigs pay their bills? How many people have really tried to hold the government's feet to the fire on this? And the answer is nobody, hardly at all. Unless we have enough Americans morally standing up, educatedly standing up, and demanding justice peacefully, we will not have it. I've told you that 1,000,000 times. So the Haig family's won, but he's right. The victory's hollow. Why is that? Because the American people aren't demanding justice. That's why. And until they do, we won't have it. Mark my words. So I don't disagree with TZ or any of you guys. You're right. But what are we going to do? I've done my very best to help the Haigs to the tunes of thousands of dollars. Have you? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.